Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Operating Partner Playbook by Mohammed Shaheen is a practitioner-oriented business book about private equity that concentrates on operational value creation rather than deal making alone. Positioned as a comprehensive guide and primer, it aims to help readers understand how private equity works and how value is built inside portfolio companies from entry through exit. Drawing on the author's experience as a CEO, operating partner, and strategy advisor, the book connects core private equity concepts such as fund structures, valuation, and leveraged buyouts with the day-to-day realities of driving change in PE-backed businesses. A central contribution is a structured approach to turning an investment thesis into measurable operational outcomes, including an author-introduced framework called the Merit-Driven Value Management System, abbreviated MVMS. The writing is designed to make industry language and acronyms more approachable while still offering depth for experienced professionals seeking repeatable methods for total value creation across a portfolio. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, private equity mechanics explained for operational execution. A key theme is building a solid baseline understanding of how private equity operates so that operational leaders can act with the same clarity as investment teams. The book covers the private equity process at a practical level, including how deals are sourced and evaluated, how funds are structured, and how returns are ultimately generated. It links valuation thinking and leveraged buyout logic to the real constraints portfolio companies face after closing, such as leverage-driven cash discipline, covenant awareness, and the need for fast performance improvement. By demystifying common terms and acronyms, the book helps non-financiers, including operators and CEOs, participate more effectively in discussions that shape priorities and resource allocation. This foundation matters because operational value creation is not separate from the deal model. It is the mechanism by which the model becomes true. The emphasis is less on academic finance and more on translating core mechanics into decisions about strategy, operating cadence, and initiatives that can realistically be delivered within a typical holding period. Secondly, the operating partner role as the bridge between thesis and outcomes. The book highlights the operating partner as a central actor in modern private equity, responsible for ensuring that value creation plans move from slideware to sustained execution. Rather than treating the role as generic oversight, it frames operating partnership as hands-on orchestration across leadership alignment, initiative selection, and performance governance. The operating partner is positioned between the fund and the portfolio company, translating the investment thesis into clear operational objectives while also adapting plans to on-the-ground realities. This includes influencing without formal authority, working with management teams, and balancing speed with organizational capacity. The discussion is relevant both to dedicated operating partners and to PE professionals who must function operationally during the hold period. It is also relevant to CEOs of PE-backed businesses who often experience pressure for rapid results and need a collaborative model that clarifies expectations, decision rights, and how progress will be measured over time. Thirdly, Merit-Driven Value Management System MVMS as a repeatable value creation framework. A distinctive element of the book is the introduction of the Merit-Driven Value Management System, or MVMS, presented as an approach to systematic and measurable value creation. The core idea is to build a repeatable management system that helps teams prioritize initiatives, assign accountability, and track progress with a merit-driven mindset focused on results and value impact, instead of relying on ad hoc interventions. The framework is aimed at creating consistency across investments so that lessons learned and effective practices can scale within a portfolio. In practice, a value management system supports discipline in turning strategic intent into operational execution, including how initiatives are selected, sequenced, and governed. It also reinforces the importance of measurement and transparency so that leadership teams can make timely adjustments. While the book also references the broader notion of total value creation, MVMS functions as a practical toolkit for operating partners and management teams seeking a structured way to drive performance improvements that can be defended quantitatively. Fourthly, operational value creation levers across the portfolio company lifecycle. The book emphasizes that real private equity value is often created through operational improvement during ownership, not only through financial structuring. It discusses operational value creation in a way that aligns with the portfolio company lifecycle, from early post-close stabilization through transformation and preparation for exit. Within that arc, the focus is on building an actionable plan that connects strategic choices to execution routines and measurable outcomes. Readers are guided to think in terms of initiatives that can be delivered within constraints of time, leadership attention, and capital. while still supporting sustainable performance. The approach encourages translating high-level goals into operational levers that management teams can own, with clear metrics and an execution cadence. The emphasis on practical implementation is paired with an acknowledgement of complexity, including the need to manage multiple stakeholders, align incentives, and maintain momentum as priorities shift. This theme supports the book's broader mission of moving beyond theory toward playbook-style guidance. Lastly, leadership. Change management and risk awareness in PE-backed environments. A recurring point is that operational success in private equity depends on leadership and change management as much as analysis. PE-backed companies often operate under compressed timelines and elevated expectations, which can create friction, initiative overload, or cultural resistance if not managed carefully. The book addresses the human side of execution, including how leaders align teams around a value creation agenda and maintain clarity under pressure. It also acknowledges that private equity is evolving and that operators must stay alert to shifting risks and trends in a global market context. By connecting leadership practice to the PE process, the book reinforces that governance, communication, and decision-making speed are part of the operating system that enables results. The goal is not abstract leadership theory, but leadership tailored to a setting where accountability is high and measurement is relentless. For operating partners and CEOs, this provides a lens for building trust, improving execution reliability, and sustaining performance through the hold period. In conclusion, the Operating Partner Playbook is best suited for private equity operating partners, value creation professionals, and investment team members who want a clearer, more operationally grounded view of how returns are built after the deal closes. It is also a strong fit for CEOs and leadership teams at PE-backed companies who need to understand the expectations, language, and governance rhythms of private equity ownership. Readers benefit by gaining a structured understanding of the PE lifecycle, while also learning how to translate an investment thesis into initiatives, metrics, and operating cadences that management teams can execute. The book's focus on measurable outcomes and repeatability helps it function as a reference guide rather than a one-time read. What makes it stand out in its category is the deliberate emphasis on operational partnership and on systems for value management, including the author's MVMS framework, which is positioned as a practical way to standardize value creation across investments. Compared with many private equity books that lean heavily toward deal mechanics or broad strategy, this one aims to bridge finance and execution, equipping operators to drive total value creation with clarity, discipline, and a portfolio-wide mindset. If you would like to support Mohammed Shaheen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.